A new California bill is in controversy. Can't have too much of a good thing, you know. You would think we would be on the same side when it comes to making the purchasing of child porn a felony up from a misdemeanor, which would now be punishable of up to 4 years in prison and a fine of up to $25,000. You would say, don't be silly, Pierce. That bill doesn't even go far enough. In fact, why don't we just send them all to hell early? Well, it's because Democrats love criminals and California is a Democrat hellscape. This kind of bipartisan bill would also require a person convicted of soliciting a minor to register as a sex offender for 10 years. But the Democrats on the Senate Public Safety Committee really thought this bill just went too far. You know, I mean, prosecutors shouldn't be able to charge sex offenders against 16 and 17 year olds with a felony. That is just too much. Misdemeanor for you, of course. According to the Daily Wire, Republican State Senator Shannon Grove, the original author of the bill, reacted with dismay to the new amendments, her voice shaking as she responded, "To force these amendments on me in front of survivors, to water this down to avoid 16 and 17-year-olds," Grove said. In a statement after the committee hearing, Grove criticized the hostile amendments to her bill. Under the new version, buyers would still be ineligible for prison, even if the child they solicited was 15 or younger, she said. "I'm incredibly disappointed that not only did my colleagues reject my proposal to make the buying of children for sex a prison felony, but that I was blindsided when they amended my bill without my consent," Grove said. Look, if it's not clear already, let me reiterate it again. Democrats do not care about your kids when it comes to protecting their innocence and their virtue. Trans your kid, give your kid to a pedo, call the kid by the wrong pronoun. Man, you might as well call CPS to take your kid to a safe space and a police officer to take you to jail. Because how dare you protect your child? The Democrats know what's best for your child. California, I guess, is just going to keep doing its thing. Anyhow, I'm Pierce Crawford, and welcome to the Crawford Press. Welcome back to the show. So glad to have you here. You know, if you ever have any questions for me or comments on the show, I truly would love to hear back from you all. Just email me at CrawfordCoffee@protonmail.com. Look forward to hearing from you all. Last thing before we move on, I really just want to reiterate this. I hope one day someone will actually listen to me and help me kick out these career politicians. They honestly hate all of us, but they know they need us to stay in power. And for some reason, we decided to keep giving them power to rule over us just to throw us in the garbage bin. But I digress. Anyway, let's just get into today's headline. A $95 billion package just got unveiled in the House to aid Ukraine and Israel. This coming from the New Herald, Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled a long-awaited package of bills that will provide military aid to Ukraine and Israel, replenish U.S. weapons systems, and give humanitarian aid to civilians in Gaza. $61 billion goes to Ukraine, broken down with two-thirds of it going towards the U.S. buying our own ammunition and weapons back, $9 billion for economic assistance, and $13.8 billion for Ukraine to purchase weapons from us. $26 billion is going to Israel, with $4 billion to replenish Israel's missile defense systems and $2.4 billion going to the U.S. military operations in the region. There's also $9 billion in humanitarian assistance going to Gaza and $8 billion to deter China from Taiwan. Okay, let's get into the analysis. Mike Johnson may very lose his speakership over this, and he probably should. Everyone who was getting mad at Kevin McCarthy is, I think, starting to rethink that. Mike Johnson seemed like the guy for the Republicans, and he clearly isn't. See, the speakership for the longest time has needed to have a balance of both sides of the House, work well with the Senate, and so someone like McCarthy really fitted that bill. Didn't love him, very establishment-like. I kind of like the idea of having Jim Jordan just wreck the entire place and put him third in line to the presidency just for fun. But Mike Johnson is borderline a Democrat at this point with these spending bills, and the amount of stuff that he's just taking from his desk and putting on the floor to pass into law is insane to me. But what more should we have expected from this guy? I mean, he is continuing the tradition of spend the American tax money that hasn't even come in yet. Wake up, people. They are stealing your money while the border is being invaded, and they are making millions sitting in their cozy offices writing bills and deciding the fate of our nation. They don't care about you. They care about the political implications. They want to give more money to foreign countries. Yes, there is an argument to make to help Israel, to help Ukraine, to deter China from attacking Taiwan. Yes, we have those real conversations. But the amount of issues that we have in our country alone with inflation, with the invasion at the border, I will say it again, it is insane that we're allowing this much money that hasn't even been sent to the government yet to put us more into debt, shoot it to other countries. And I mean, seriously, two-thirds of the $61 billion is just us buying our own stuff back. You know what would be a good idea? If we just went to Afghanistan and got our military equipment that we all left there. But I don't know. I'm sorry. Let's just move on to extra, extra, read all about it, because I need something a little bit more funny from this tragedy that seems to be happening in American politics. So 28 employees decided it would be a good idea to enter Google Cloud CEO Thomas Kurian's office on Tuesday night in Sunnyvale, California, with a similar protest in New York. They threatened to remain put until Google canceled their governmental contract with Israel worth $1.2 billion. Here are the lovely people making their very kind and thought-provoking requests, courtesy of Colin Rugg on X.
Google, you can't hide!
We charge you with genocide!
We charge you with genocide!
Oh, Google, you can't hide!
Google, you can't hide!
We charge you with genocide.
We charge you with genocide.
No, Google, you can't hide.
No, Google, you can't hide.
You are funding genocide.
You are funding genocide.
You guys gotta leave. You guys refusing to leave?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You first stand up.
So that ending bit there that you heard was nine of these brave souls who were wearing matching Googler against genocide t-shirts, very fancy, getting arrested. Imagine that. They also hilariously got all fired from Google, so who knows why that happened. I mean, we all know. But anyway, the former Google employees said this evening Google indiscriminately fired 28 workers, including those among us who did not directly participate in yesterday's historic bi-coastal 10-hour sit-in protests. I bet they were really proud of that statement. Anyway, it continues here. We cannot comprehend how Google leadership are able to sleep at night while their tech has enabled 100,000 Palestinians killed, reported missing, or wounded in the last 6 months of Israel's genocide, and counting. You know, one thing that is really common nowadays, it seems, is the number of deaths that just keeps going around and around, and it's not clear. Like, Hamas claimed it was 32,000, which is that really accurate? And that was like 2 days ago. And maybe they are talking about its history, and I know they said wounded and missing. This Israel and Palestine thing, they've been fighting for this territorial dispute forever. I mean, 1948 is just when Israel got the land in the modern era, and the world just actually started to care about it because they all felt bad about the Nazis. Anyway, I really just want to know what was going through these employees' heads. What did they think was going to happen? I mean, I kind of understand companies on the left, like Google, really empower employees with these protests. They just don't always expect, I mean, they never expect for them to get it back. But that's the problem, is that the regime right now on the left is in support of Palestine. A Palestine state from the river to the sea, you know, that whole stupid jingle. But in reality, what was Google going to do? Oh, you know, you are so right. We forgot to talk to HR and ask our employees how they felt about Israel before we took $1.2 billion of their money. Our bad. Look, they don't care, and they're just trying to make money. And sure enough, you're going to be replaced. Mocking is not a virtue, and so I really should wrap this up. I'm not trying to be that mean towards them. It's just, I really don't know what was going through their heads, because what this whole protest, it doesn't do anything. There's 28 employees. Clearly, they were replaceable. And they made the headline for one day, and 2 days later, no one's going to remember them. And as sad as that is to some people, they are now out of a job. But anyway, let's get to the back page. So there was way too many stories I could have put into this back page section. I mean, there was a woman who wheeled in a man who just died to the bank to sign off on a loan for her. Apparently, it's the disgusting woman's uncle. There was breaking news that the zero sugar ginger ale actually was sent out as the full sugar product. Absolutely hilarious. And I had a huge laundry list of all these stories, but I decided to settle on space lasers. Yeah, no, you heard me right. This is coming for us, unfortunately, from Harry Sisson, who I'm always critical of being a paid Biden employee without any public disclosure of it. You know what's funny about that is there was a recent post from Harry Sisson, and in the community notes on X, it said, oh, just so you know, Harry Sisson is paid by the DNC because, you know, he doesn't post that anywhere else. I don't know. I thought that was hilarious. All his recent posts are just like filled with those messages of like, hey, you're a hack, you're paid by the DNC. Anyway, he posted this lovely message on X that I'm going to read. Major Taylor Greene introduced an amendment to a bill to fund space lasers. Yes, this is real. This is how insane MAGA is. Democrats fund infrastructure, fight climate change, lower healthcare costs, and more. Republicans are doing this. The choice is clear in 2024. Yeah, the Dems also start wars, leave billions of military equipment for our terrorists and enemies, allow an invasion at the southern border, kill babies, and they want a dead guy to be president. Choice is clear to me as well in 2024. But besides the point, Harry and I will debate that for the ends of the earth. This amendment is real and hilarious. Quote, by the funds made available by this act, such sums as necessary shall be used for the development of space laser technology on the southwest border. I mean, it's more than the Democrats are doing. Come on, representative from Georgia. This is what you got? I can't. This is your back page story. I'm sorry. I'm just going to let that sink in as we move into editorial notes section. I want to apologize first off for the lack of a show yesterday. Day job can be a killer sometimes, and I'm not a paid hack like Harry Sisson. I do also want to say the show will be moving to a Monday to Friday show only. I started all 7 days, moved back to six with the idea I think everyone, including myself, should be in church and thinking about church. And now I need to really work on time management here. Quality over quantity, you know. I also really just want time to develop this Crawford Coffee brand. I have a lot of ideas I'm really excited for, so seriously, bear with me over these next 6 months as I'm slowly developing things. Like, I'm going to develop this into a video show so it's more engaging for you and I can do more things and show more clips, and I'm really excited about that. But anyhow, today's show was written and hosted by me, Pierce Crawford, notes edited by Ashley Crawford, and the music by Dimitri Sutton. Thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone. God bless.